Someone asked me once, why do you do all that natural childbirth breathing during your readings? All that Lamaze. I said, I learned that from Ron Guidry, who does that on the mound in a particularly touchy situation. Maybe he learned it from his wife, actually. I never thought of that. But I need breath for this. The race. When I got to the airport, I rushed up to the desk, and they told me the flight was canceled. The doctors had said my father would not live through the night, and the flight was canceled. A young man with a dark blonde mustache told me another airline had a nonstop leaving in 7 minutes. See that elevator over there? Well, go down to the first floor, make a right, you'll see a yellow bus, get off at the second Pan Am terminal. I ran. I, who have no sense of direction, raced exactly where he told me, like a fish slipping upstream deftly against the flow of the river. I jumped off that bus with my heavy bags and ran. The bags wagged me from side to side as if to prove I was under the claims of the material. I ran up to a man with a white flower on his breast. I, who always go to the end of the line, I said, help me. He looked at my ticket. He said, make a left and then a right. Go up the moving stairs and then run. I raced up the moving stairs two at a time. At the top, I saw the long, hollow corridor. And then I took a deep breath. I said goodbye to my body, goodbye to comfort. I used my legs and heart as if I would gladly use them up for this, to touch him again in this life. I ran, and the big, heavy, dark bags banged me, wheeled and swam around me like planets in wild orbits. I have seen pictures of women running down roads with their belongings tied in black scarves grasped in their fists, running under serious gray historical skies. I blessed my long legs he gave me. My strong heart I abandoned to its own purpose. I ran to gate 17 and they were just lifting the thick white lozenge of the door to fit it into the socket of the plane. Like the man who is not too rich, I turned to the side and slipped through the needle's eye, and then I walked down the aisle toward my father. The jet was full, and people's hair was shining. They were smiling. The interior of the plane was filled with a mist of gold endorphin light. I wept as people weep when they enter heaven in massive relief. We lifted up gently from one tip of the continent and did not stop until we sat down lightly on the other edge. I walked into his room and watched his chest rise slowly and sink again. All night I watched him breathe.